Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Once again, we welcome you into this edition of Moments. We seek to create an atmosphere of devotion and worship to God for all who are listening to our program, and we hope that your spirit and your voices will blend with the songs that we share. The psalmist wrote, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?" Well, I believe this very hour is a time when we can meet with God. As surely as our hearts yearn to be with God and in God, so the present moment for us is a time to quench that thirst as the Holy Spirit works through and in us to share in worship through the prayers and the songs that are offered and by hearing the commands of God. Throughout the Acts of the Apostles, we find the disciples worshiping and sharing in fellowship one with another. They encouraged each other. They kept the Word of God before them. They listened to the commands of God for guidance and assurance. We pray that each one listening today will receive the spiritual nutrition that you need to build yourself up in the faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur, and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze.
And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing he bled and died to take away my sin.
When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart. Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
I'm remembering back about 20 years ago, A real big decision came into West Texas about that time. There was a ruling made that was handed down to all the school districts prohibiting the public prayer at the football games. That ruling stopped a long-standing Friday night tradition. It caused many of us to ponder just how far away from God our society had strayed. Provisions were made for only student-led prayers, and this was done for many years, and I recall having been invited to the Friday morning pep rallies at the school to lead prayer. Ministers in town shared in this tradition as well. Once again, in order to not violate the rules, students could only lead those prayers. And there has been a yearly gathering at our local school that's called See You at the Pole. The program has to be completely led by students. No adults can participate since it's being held at the flagpoles on the school campuses. And this is only one example of the very many that tell of the rejection of Christian principles and influence over our country. You know, as only a little while ago, we remembered and prayed over the great losses that happened on 9/11. That turned things completely around in our world. Immediately, people were seeking places to gather for prayer when that event happened, when those terrorists attacked us. Our national leaders met for prayers. The president at that time set aside a day for prayer and asked Americans to pray for him and the victims and the families, the rescue workers, and our nation as a whole. Prayer gatherings were set aside and around the whole nation to fulfill that request. And I believe that many dedicated disciples continue to pray for such critical matters that are so troubling and hurtful to people. It was not necessary, of course, for our president to call upon us as Christians to pray. We just naturally fall upon our knees and ask God for help when such as that happens. The same continues throughout our land today as the unlawful acts of many terrorize our people today. It is very encouraging to have leaders of our nation who will ask the nation to pray, to have a leader who will solicit prayers on his own behalf. Yes, we still pray as we have done, regardless of what the authorities and the laws say. No, we do not break the laws intentionally that forbid us from carrying on our Friday night traditions of public-led prayers, but we still pray. We have a moment of silence that allows every believer to pray over the players and the fans. It wasn't just the terrorist attack that led our church family to pray fervently for our nation and its morals and spiritual needs. Those needs had been evident to us for a long time, and we continue to pray for revival and of our nation. I would make some observations about the call for prayer when great danger and tragedy comes. First, it acknowledges the need for someone much greater than ourselves to deal with the needs of life. Sometimes we might lose sight of that, think that we can handle all things ourselves. But in crisis times, an awareness comes that a power beyond our own limits needs to be called upon. The psalmist has declared through the centuries of time that God is our refuge, a very present help in time of need. God is attentive to the prayers of the righteous. Our turning to God during a time of trouble personifies the fact in Scripture that it has been stated it is not in man to direct his own steps. A second observation is the seemingly immediate response to not only acknowledge a need for God, but that he is God. The Bible says plainly, "The fool has said in his heart, there is no God." It is a natural response from within mankind to seek God. Often the objects of worship are man-made. Idolatry thrives when all is well. But in time of need, the Lord God Almighty is sought. He becomes the source to look to, such is the, as the Apostle Paul said of the Lord Jesus Christ, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." A third observation is the expectation made in prayer. Prayers are prayed because we expect them to be heard. Over and over again, the righteous are taught that God is attentive to our prayers. The 24th Psalm says, "Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in his holy place?" Those questions basically ask, who is it that can come before God and pray? His answer is, he who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Yes, we pray with the expectation that God will hear and can answer our prayers. The very nature of prayer is that of seeking, asking, groping for the needs. By praying to God, calling out to Him, we're acknowledging Him as the source to provide answers to whatever our present need may be. As obvious as night is today, our nation has turned to God for the help in our threatened lives. Our prayers acknowledge Him, and they beseech Him to intercede for us. Let us make these acknowledgments and requests from hearts that are seeking Him as God, a God who is the greatest source of help against the evil that attacks our land. He is God. He should not only be called upon to remove our present dangers, but one who lives as sovereign Lord in our lives each and every day. Let us be thankful that our Creator has made possible the avenue of prayer. From such, we can be comforted, strengthened. We can and must bring our personal lives before Him and yield ourselves to Him. For when we pray, we consider all that it means to have the privilege of being in the presence of the Almighty. Let us realize that God is not so far away that He cannot hear or answer our prayers. And let us look within ourselves and measure our own faith. For we must pray in faith if we expect an answer. For James wrote, "If anyone of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind. That man should not think he should receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all he does." And so today, we have considered how that we acknowledge God, we acknowledge the need for God, and we acknowledge the fact that when we pray, we are praying to a God who hears and who can answer. He is our refuge.
Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.